Current state on 90.5 WKAR. It is Wednesday and time for our Neighbors in Action segment, where we feature people and organizations working to make our community a better place. Today we feature the Kiwanis Action Clubs. The nationwide program, with 34 clubs across Michigan, is one of the only service clubs for adults with disabilities. And here to tell us more about the Kiwanis Action Clubs, Gordon Schleicher, Kiwanis member. Gordon, welcome.
Thank you.
Also, Action Club Zone Advisor for the Lansing area. I'll add that. Also with him, Bill Berger and John Sheffer, both members of the Rural Outreach Action Club based in Mason. Welcome to Current State.
Yeah, I'm Vice President. He's President.
Very good. We're glad to have you aboard here today. Gordon, tell us about the larger mission of the Action Clubs. How do they work?
Well, Action Clubs, like Kiwanis International Service Clubs, serve their local communities, then there are service projects within the state and internationally.
Bill, tell us about yourself. Where do you live?
He is in a group home in Mason.
Mason.
You guys live in, you both live in Mason?
Mason.
Okay. And why did you join Action Club?
Do a lot of nice things for the people.
Okay. What about you, John?
I do the same thing. We paint benches, stain benches. We rake the playground. We do a lot of things for the city.
Yeah.
Sounds like you're outside a lot.
Outside. Pass out flyers. Amy drives a van and all that. And that works out pretty well.
What have been some of your favorite activities?
My favorite hobbies are cleaning the playground. I like doing that in October.
Mason playground. Rainer Park playground. People.
We feed starving children around the world, too. We have a program there. Plus, we have a camp we go to every year, Visaberg up by Elmo. We camp out for one night.
Sounds like you have a diverse number of things
that you're involved. Yeah.
Are you doing something different just about every day?
Every day, something different. Yeah. If we can pass out flyers, we're usually meeting the community and helping the community out, make porches and stain benches and make ramps for wheelchair people.
Excellent.
We're busy all the time, 24/7 around the day. We're busy.
Excellent. Gordon, the Action Clubs are part of Kiwanis International. Remind our listeners what the larger Kiwanis mission is.
Sure. The stated mission is to serve the world. Children is their focus. The service project for these last 4 years, concluding next year, is to eliminate maternal neonatal tetanus around the world. In third world countries, it kills more than 60 million children each year.
Mm-hmm. And how do you become a member of Kiwanis?
Well, anyone can join a Kiwanis club. Of course, there are Kiwanis clubs for elementary children, middle school clubs, high school clubs, university clubs. Here at Michigan State University, we have what's called Circle K club. And then adults join Kiwanis clubs in their local communities or even start a club.
How many guys do you work with, John and Bill? Is there a group of you?
15 people in our group.
15?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay.
One.
I've been
coming.
In the group since 96.
Okay.
We volunteer.
40 years ago.
We volunteer, earn money.
We
feed people.
So you raise money?
Earn
money?
We raise money through the bell.
Okay. Okay.
We raise a lot of money.
Where does your funding come from? Gordon?
Well, the Kiwanis members are the ones who contribute and make possible the Action Clubs. And then the Kiwanis clubs raise monies. All the monies that they raise go to service projects. They pay individual members, Kiwanis members, pay for their own membership. And just like Action Club members, when they both Bill and John speak of raising monies, those are for service projects. They choose where they would like those monies to go to groups, organizations in need.
Yeah, we ring the bell at Lansing and ring, then we raise a lot of money.
Okay. That's important.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to do in the future? Are there activities that you haven't been involved in yet that you'd really like to do?
I'd like to start a program at the restaurant Mason A&W with our spaghetti dinners. We've heard a lot of people from Mondays from 11 till 5 sell the dinners, and the money goes towards Kiwanis. That would work out pretty good, I would say, for that.
I volunteer a lot.
I enjoy it. Kitchen, a soup kitchen at church.
Working with Warren. I'm volunteering with Warren this Saturday.
You've been involved in this a long time, Gordon. What? Why? Why? What is it about this that you find rewarding?
Well, I find giving back to both the local community, which is given to me. I've been blessed with resources that, and in my retirement now, I want to be able to help people who are in need, both in my local community and around the world.
Are you a Lansing guy?
I have been since 1967. Okay, Michigan State.
And how many people are involved in Kiwanis and Action Clubs in the Lansing area?
We have. I'm presently the Lieutenant Governor, which supervises as a volunteer, 10 clubs. And they average anywhere from 15 to 45 in each club. Those are Kiwanis clubs. And then we have action clubs. We have 4 action clubs in Mason, 3 in Lansing, 1 in Holt, and 1 in St. John's, and then across the state.
What does it take to start one?
It takes just someone who's interested. Sometimes it's an agency, such as both John and Bill are part of, or a school such as Hartwood School in Mason, or a lodging for those with disabilities like Rainbow Homes in Holt, mm-hmm. or an individual who feels that they have would like to form a club on their own. That would be a community club.
Do all of you guys get together occasionally and talk about what you do and make plans?
I live in a group home of 17 people in Mason.
Start that again.
I live in a group home of 17 people.
Okay.
And half them people are in our action club that join our action club. We have 15 altogether in our club.
You're part of that home as well, Bill. Is your funding adequate for this program?
Yes,
are you solid for now, or
we're solid.
Okay.
And what we encourage people is to contribute to those in need, you know, such as our service projects.
We do a lot of projects.
Sure.
We do a lot of projects.
A lot of projects. I volunteer
all the projects.
How long have you been involved altogether, Gordon?
I joined Kiwanis back in 1970.
Okay. Very good. Well, it's been a pleasure to have all of you guys on the air. Gordon Schleicher is a Kiwanis member and Action Club Zone Advisor for the Lansing area. Bill Sheffer and John Berger are both members of the Rural Outreach Action Club based in Mason.
Mark, it's Bill Berger, John Sheffer.
Very good. Okay, I pointed at the wrong guy at the wrong time for those of you watching on television. Okay, thanks very much for joining us today. We could always use more nominations, and we know there are people and organizations out there doing excellent work, but we just don't know about them. Please help us out and tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State, or send us an email to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.